Hello, and welcome to our Audio Lectio Divina practice. As we begin today, let's settle in and quiet our internal musings. Let's click off the film roll of constant information, quiet the scratching of advertisements that vie for your attention and affections. If God is speaking over us, what would it look like to become aware of Him today? What could we notice if we listened? So as we begin today, wherever you are, what can you hear when you begin to quiet yourself? I'll give you 30 seconds to settle down. We know that God's voice sounds different from the booming voices of our world, the voices that tell us to consume and conquer and control. We know that God's voice is still and small, but it refreshes and it guides. It's comforting and it's compassionate. It's clear and directive. It's the voice we long to hear. So let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And let's become aware of God's voice today. Let's pray. From Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. That the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing to the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. Amen. This week's scripture comes from Matthew 4, 18 through 22. We'll be reading from the Message version first. As you listen, try to place yourself on the beach. What do you hear? Maybe it's the waves bubbling between the sand. Maybe it's the chattering of seagulls or the sound of nets dragged against the sides of boats. So we begin on verse 18. Walking along the beach of Lake Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, later called Peter, and Andrew. They were fishing, throwing their nets into the lake. It was their regular work. Jesus said to them, "Come with me. I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you. I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of perch and bass." They didn't ask questions, but simply dropped their nets and followed. A short distance down the beach, they came upon another pair of brothers, James and John, Zebedee's sons. These two were sitting in a boat with their father, Zebedee, mending their fish nets. Jesus made the same offer to them, and they were just as quick to follow, abandoning boat and father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As you listened to the story, what did you notice? Maybe it was something physical, like just being on the shore. Maybe it was the sound of nature in the waves. Or it can be part of the story. Maybe it was how Jesus said, "Come with me." Maybe it was how they left their father behind. Whatever it is, you can trust the Holy Spirit bringing something to mind. You can trust that the Spirit is desiring to say something to you today in the scripture. So I'll give you a minute here to listen and ponder. Let yourself be curious. Let yourself not know the answer, but present it before God and ask, "Why does this stick with me?" I'll give you a minute here. More seconds. Ask God, "Why does this in the story stick to me?" Now let's read the same passage in the NLT version. And this time, imagine the scene when you're in the boat. Day in and day out, you and your brother move like one unit. You don't even need to exchange words at this point. You move in rhythm. So listen to the story from that perspective. One day, as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Jesus called out to them, "Come follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and followed him. A little farther up the shore, he saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father, Zebedee, repairing their nets. He called them to come too. They immediately followed him, leaving the boat and their father behind. Amen. As we see this image unfold before us, as we imagine ourselves in the boat, listen now. You hear someone saying, "Come follow me." You might not know what the future holds, but you know there's a deep pulling and longing in your spirit. You know it's the voice of the Lord. So I'll give you another minute here to meditate. What was it like seeing the story from the perspective of being in the boat? More seconds. What do you think it was like to hear the voice of Jesus saying, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people"? Thank you. What I love about these stories of God encountering humanity, that it's not so flashy or special, or dare I say, sexy. It's plain and mundane, and yet it's sacred. Pastor Isaac on Sunday said, "We find that God makes it a habit to go after people who have failed in their lives and uses these failures as launch pads for their redemptive story." The same God who strings the stars in the sky and made planets just for us to see and marvel at. The same God who made the Milky Way that baffles even the most brilliant of humanity. He walks along the shore and calls out to these fishermen, these dropouts, to come and partner with him. What does it mean to you to know that this is the kind of God that we serve, who invites us every day into his kingdom work, that sees our failures or lack not as disqualifications, but places us exactly where we need to be to encounter Jesus on the shore? As we close, I'd like to pray a prayer of blessing over you. It's a blessing of the ordinary, written by Jan Richardson. Let's pray. Let these words lay themselves like a blessing upon your head, your shoulders, as if, like hands, they could pass on to you what you most need for this day. As if they could anoint you, not merely for this path ahead, but for this ordinary moment that opens itself to you. Opens itself like another hand that unfurls, that reaches out to gather up these words in the bowl of its palm. You may think this blessing lives within these words, but I tell you, it lives in the opening and in the reaching. It lives in the ache where this blessing begins. It lives in the hollow made by the place where the hands of this blessing meet. May you live in the truth this week that God meets us in these ordinary, mundane, human, failing, awkward places. And may you hear his voice that says, "Come, follow me." Until next time, bye.